For the love feast, then, let's open this with the convention hymn, the convention theme hymn number 230. And we'll ask Brother David Naminsky to lead us in prayer for this service. Hymn number 230.
Our most loving and kind Heavenly Father on high, we once more draw nigh to thy throne of grace, ever thankful of thy past blessings, and now we ask thy blessing upon this next service, that it may bring praises forth unto thee, that will strengthen and fortify our faith and determination to serve thee more pleasingly. We pray for thy dear Israel the world over, also who have made a covenant with thee, that thou will guide and direct them accordingly. And now may thy Spirit further direct our every thought, word, and action through the remainder of this day, for we ask it all through the merit of our dear Lord and Savior's name. Amen.
Brother Kendig has prepared a special treat for us in the Love Feast. I don't know all the details, but we're happy at this time to turn this portion of the convention over to Brother Kendig for the Love Feast.
Thank you, Brother Chairman. The theme of the convention, or the thoughts of the convention, are, as we're in the study, preparedness for making our calling and election sure. The theme of the Love Feast, we would like to be living for Jesus. And we would base our thoughts on the First Epistle of Peter, the third chapter, beginning with it's the second epistle of Peter, the first chapter. Beginning with verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter here is giving us a formula to be successful in the narrow way, in a practical application in our Christian walk. We would like to leave some thoughts with you in conjunction with each one of these qualities of character that Peter enumerates here. There are seven of them. And so tonight, the meeting has been designed to leave with you some mana text and comments and some scriptures and some hymns that you might take with you throughout this year. And as you're reading and meditating upon these things, you will reflect back to your fellowship here and the encouragement, the strengthening your faith, and so on. And that it will be a help to you throughout the coming year in your service to the Lord. So now we'd like to begin by the group singing the theme of our Love Feast, Living for Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay. Peter suggests that we add to our faith virtue. When we think of faith and our faith, we think of grace, don't we? We're reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 4:16, where he points out that God has established the calling or the selection of the promised seed by faith through grace in order that the seed might be sure. He supplies the grace and we supply the faith. We'd like to ask Brother Richard Evans to read from Psalm 103.
Psalm 103, verses 13 through 19. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. The wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his covenants to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all.
When we grasp those thoughts, it makes us appreciate the greatness of our God and the grace of our God. We'd like for Sister Linda Larson to sing for us Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Peter admonishes us to add to our faith knowledge. I'll ask Brother Glenn Pryor to read the amen comments, text and comments from March 25.
Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:17 and 18. We grow in knowledge as we take note of the promises of God and by faith apply them to ourselves and seek to discern in our lives the fulfillment of those promises. We grow in grace simultaneously, for unless each item of knowledge be received into a good and honest heart and bring forth its measure of obedience and righteousness, grace, we shall not be prepared for the next step of knowledge, and would thus be stopped or possibly turned back. And as a loss of knowledge would mean a measurable loss of grace, so also a loss of grace would mean a corresponding loss of knowledge, going into darkness, the promises of the Lord's word becoming more and more dim and obscured, in proportion as our goodness or grace would be lost in worldliness or sin.
So we see how all these graces of the Spirit, qualities of character, are interrelated and dependent upon one another in their process of development. So now we'd like to, for all of you to join in, we'd like to sing together verses 1 and 3 of hymn number 296. Hymn number 296.
That's it. Yeah. Okay, we'll sing the last verse. Knowledge, temperance, or moderation. We'd like for Brother Sievers, Bill Sievers, to read the May 22nd manna text and comments.
God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. The Spirit of the Lord imparted to His people is not a spirit of fear, but on the contrary, a spirit of power, energy, zeal, awakened by love. Loving devotion to God and a desire to please and serve Him. Loving devotion to the truth and a loving devotion to God's people and a desire to build them up in holy things and to do good unto all men as we have opportunity. The spirit of a sound mind. A mind that is fortified and strengthened by the word of the Lord on every subject, and hence, while thoroughly fearless of man, is wise in judging of times, seasons, and methods for using the energy of love which burns as a fire within the consecrated heart.
Aren't those beautiful instructions that we have to lean upon and meditate upon the beginning of each day? And to temperance, patience. Brother Randall Kramer will read to us the September 12th manna text and comments.
This text is found in Luke 21, verse 19. In your patience possess ye your souls. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, the apostle explains. Very evidently, patience, therefore, includes other graces of character, implies their possession to a certain extent. Amongst the Lord's people, patience surely must be preceded by faith. And the degree of patience very generally measures the amount of faith. The Christian who finds himself impatient and restless evidently is lacking in faith toward the Lord. For otherwise he would be able to rest in the Lord's gracious promises and wait for their fulfillment. After using reasonable diligence and energy, he should be content to leave the results and times and seasons with the Lord.
It's interesting the setting of that scripture, Luke 21, 19. It's in Lord's prophecy concerning the days in which we're living. Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things that are coming up on the earth.
the days as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And so as we see the turmoil about us, he's saying, in your patience, possess ye your souls. We'd like to now sing together Appendix O. Appendix O. And for sake of time, we'd like to just sing one verse of Appendix. Let's sing two verses, the first and the last verse of Appendix O, while the young people come forward to present their hymn to us. Patience, godliness, or God-likeness. And the young people would like to present to us a hymn with these sentiments at this time. God-likeness. All right. Are you ready? Okay. Let's bring them up. We're going to sing for you at this time. They will know we are Christians by our love.
We are.
There's a song in the night, a text and comments, which has been one of my favorites for a number of years. It's the March 16th, Songs in the Night and Comments. I'd like for Brother Tom Riggiarello to read that text and comments to you at this time.
Ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. Some Christian writer has well said, wherever there has been a faithful following of the Lord in a consecrated heart, several things have sooner or later inevitably followed. Meekness and quietness of spirit become in time the characteristics of the daily life. A submissive acceptance of the will of God as it comes in the hourly events of each day is manifested. Pliability in the hands of God to do or to suffer all the good pleasure of His will. Sweetness under provocation. Calmness in the midst of turmoil and bustle. A yielding to the wishes of others where there is no conflicting principle involved, and an insensibility to slights and affronts. Absence of worry or anxiety, deliverance from care and fear. All of these and many other similar graces are invariably found to be the natural outward development of that inward life which is hid with Christ in God.
Isn't that a good summation of it? The natural outward development of the inward life which is hid with Christ in God. Okay, along the line of godliness and living near to the Lord, we have two of our younger brethren, Rachel Stewart and David Kramer, and they're offering us a clarinet duet, Near My God to Thee.
Thank you.
add to godliness brotherly kindness. Brother Bill McKee will read to us from the manna text and comments of March 16th.
We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:14, 16. One of these final and most searching tests of these brethren, and the one under which probably the most of those once awakened and armed will fall, will be love for the brethren. Seemingly, many will fall at this point and be therefore accounted unworthy of an abundant entrance into the kingdom on this score. Should any be especially weak and liable to stumble, the true soldier of the cross will not despise him, nor would not do so. On the contrary, he will be the more watchful and helpful toward the weaker, even though he most enjoy himself in the company of the stronger.
Thank you, Brother McKee. Yes, we know that in the final hour of temptation, one of the most severe tests probably will be our love for the brethren, brotherly kindness. Add to your brotherly kindness love. Brotherly kindness here is filial love. But he's saying add to your filial now agape love, a full, complete love of principle and justice. Godlike love. We'd ask Brother David Nemiski to read for us the manna of June 27 and those comments.
Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 21 and 22. The seal or mark of the new creature is the possession of the Spirit of Christ, the manifestation of this Holy Spirit are threefold. One, love supreme to God and joyful loyalty to his cause even at the cost of suffering. Two, love of the brethren, unselfish, noble, pure, a desire for their welfare which is always alert to do them good. Three, love sympathetic for the world, prompting to good works as opportunity may afford, and to a desire and effort always to live peaceably with all men.
Thank you very much. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Isn't that a beautiful promise? For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. So an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Face to face, what will it be? Let's sing one verse of hymn, Appendix P. Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be?
Thank you.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." This will be our lot, brethren, after we meet him face to face, to dwell with humanity as the true Zion, bringing forth the blessings to all the families of the earth. We'd like for Linda Larson to sing to for us about this holy city. Can't you hear the whole creation singing the Hallelujah chorus, greeting the New Jerusalem? Even the trees clapping their hands. That brings us to the close of our love feast. I shouldn't say the close, because we still have a season of saying our goodbyes and also breaking bread together. What we'd like to do, we'd like to have all the speakers, all those who have served on the platform, to line up along the wall on my right. And while they're doing that, we will begin singing hymn number 64. Hymn number 64. And as we go through the line, at the end of the line, deacons will be passing out bread to you, matzahs. And we hope that you will probably associate this in your mind with that common union, that common participation that we have together as brethren, of being broken with the Lord, and that we can think on these things as we break bread together. Let's turn to hymn number 64. Hymn number 64. God be with you until we meet again. Will all the speakers please line up on this side? Let me give you the rest of the instructions. Also, the speakers will line up, and then we would like for you to follow out one row at a time and shaking hands with the brethren in the line as you leave.